welcome to How to Be Chinese 101.
Tomorrow you are turning Chinese, and I know that sounds...
Why is everybody Chinese all of a sudden? Chinamaxing is taking over social media, where users on TikTok and Instagram post videos of themselves adopting everyday habits associated with Chinese life and culture. These tongue-in-cheek posts often feature phrases like, "You met me at a very Chinese time of my life," and "transforming into a Chinese baddie." The trend started with Jerry Zhu, a 23-year-old TikToker who started making videos sharing Chinese practices ahead of Chinese New Year. She encouraged others to join in regardless of their race or ethnicity.
I know what you're thinking, like, you don't know how to act, you don't know what to do. How can you be Black and Chinese? How can you be white and Chinese?
Oh wait, Sherry, I thought I was Mexican, you're telling me I'm Chinese?
Yes, two things can be true at the same time.
Examples include having hot water and congee in the morning, wearing slippers indoors, and boiling apples. Zhu is American, but her parents hail from China. She said that Chinese culture has been a great source of happiness for her growing up, and she wanted to find a fun way to share that with others online. To date, people of all creeds and colors have been joining in with videos of their own, from buying red dates and ginger at Asian supermarkets to drinking herbal tea. But not everybody sees this as a harmless internet trend. Some netizens point out that while it could serve as a promising entry point for cultural curiosity, it could also strike a sensitive chord among some Chinese communities. After years of having their cultural markers mocked or disparaged, members of the Chinese diaspora also expressed mixed feelings and uncertainty in suddenly having those same markers so prominently highlighted by non-Chinese netizens. So, is this a case of cultural appreciation, or is it too close to appropriation? Let us know in the comments.